Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 62. Keep it simple, stupid. Get results with only 4 exercises by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you for free, occasionally with commentary. I'm Dr. Neil, the guy who's acting as your personal narrator, and I answer your questions every Friday, so definitely send me one at oldpodcast.com. It's one of my favorite parts of this podcast, so keep sending in those questions. Today's inspirational quote comes from the prolific author H. Jackson Brown Jr. The best preparation for tomorrow is doing your best today. Now today, as promised, I have a post from Nerd Fitness. They like it when I try and read their posts in a deep, Barry White-like voice. And I tried doing that, but I just ended up sounding like a bad impression of Christian Bale's Batman. So that didn't work. So I'm just going to read it in my normal voice as usual. So let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Keep it simple, stupid. Get results with only 4 exercises by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. As stated in my blog yesterday, I've just set up my new goals and fitness plans for the next 8 weeks. My personal trainer certification instructor and mentor, Mike Rickett, passed along some great advice for me for both my new routine and routines I develop for my clients. Keep it simple, stupid. My new routine is deceptively simple and requires only about 2.5 to 3 hours total per week in the gym. Instead of concentrating on each and every little tiny muscle and hitting it from 8 different angles, I'm doing full body workouts that use as many muscles as possible at once. Why spend more time in there if you don't have to? Efficiency, people, efficiency. I target 4 muscle groups every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, the same 4 muscle groups that you need to work out whether you're trying to bulk up or cut off the fat. If you want to gain weight, you want exercises that use as many muscles as possible, so when you rebuild, you'll rebuild more muscles and get bigger. If you're trying to lose weight, you want to do exercises that will target the most fat on your body and stimulate as many of the muscles underneath as you can. Chest. Most exercises that work your entire chest will also work your shoulders and your triceps. This is a good thing. Exercises done with dumbbells will recruit even more muscles to help stabilize your arms as you raise them up and down. I start out my routine with a chest exercise. It can be regular bench press, dumbbell flies, incline dumbbell press, decline bench press, cable crossovers, etc. Later on in the week, I'll go into more detail on these exercises, but I make sure to work my chest while also working my shoulders and triceps. Currently rocking some killer man boobs. Get rid of that fat by doing exercises that work your entire chest to burn the most fat on top of them. Back. Your back is a big collection of a bunch of muscles. I love doing back exercises because a lot of other people hate them. My favorite exercise is probably wide grip pull-ups for a number of reasons. 1. Pull-ups make you feel like a badass. 2. Rocky does them in a training montage in Rocky IV, maybe the greatest cinematic masterpiece in the history of the world.
Yo, Adrian!
All right, that's kind of a voice I can sort of do. 3, a majority of the activities on Ninja Warrior require incredible back and bicep strength, so I figure might as well train in case they call and say they need me. And 4, they're freaking tough, and work every muscle in your back, biceps, and forearms. Now, when you do pull-ups, and any variation on them, wide grip, narrow grip, underhand, overhand, assisted, etc., you'll be using practically every muscle in your back, along with your biceps. Two for one. Quads. Squats. Do them. I avoided squats for years because I thought they were messing up my back. Wrong. The reason the squats hurt was because I was both doing them wrong, and I had very poor lower back strength. Squats work almost every freaking muscle in your body, which is why you need to be doing them. I love watching people in the gym doing, quote, squats, and they go down about 2 inches and then stand back up. If you're doing legitimate squats, your thighs should be parallel to the floor at the bottom, which won't mess up your knees if you keep your butt way back, your back strong, and don't extend your knees out over the front of your feet. Some other great quad exercises include lunges, boy, I hate lunges, and one-legged squats. Hamstrings. Deadlifts. Another exercise I avoided because of my back, when I finally realized I need to be doing something to build up my lower back strength and really see some gains in size. If you do this exercise properly, you'll see great gains in strength and size in your back and legs because it works both of them. Also, by the time you're lifting heavy weights, you'll be recruiting your shoulders and arms just to hold onto the weight as you raise it and lower it. Now, there are all kinds of variations on this that will work those hammies. Romanian deadlifts, straight leg deadlifts, one-legged deadlifts, leg curls, etc. That's it. Simple enough, right? Instead of spending 2 hours a day doing 8 exercises per muscle group, why not shock the hell out of each of them every time you get in the gym and get it done in far less time? You just listened to the post titled, Keep It Simple, Stupid. Get Results with Only 4 Exercises by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, you know, I like his advice there. He's got some good advice for getting stronger, right?
Okay, I'll stop with that. So I really like Steve's advice here. For me, anecdotally, from a personal perspective, I saw bigger gains when I started doing these kind of compound movements. I, like Steve, did not want to do squats or deadlifts. I was scared of them. I had heard they're not so great for you. You have to do them perfectly. You're right. You have to do them perfectly. And I would definitely recommend you get trained first in case this is not your forte, that somebody watches you until you get the hang of it. But once you start doing them, oh my goodness, they make a huge difference for sure. So now sometimes I'll go to the gym, be there for about 45 minutes and have worked, just like Steve mentioned, hamstrings, quads, shoulders, and or chest, all in 45 minutes. And I am tired by the end. And even with that, I'm seeing some great results. So I love Steve's post. All right, like I mentioned at the top of the show, I answer your questions right here on the podcast every Friday in special Q&A episodes. Last Friday was about body fat percentage, so I covered that in detail. So if you have a question, you can call and leave a message. We actually have a phone number. Just call 61-I-LOVE-OHD, or you can also send in an audio question through our website, oldpodcast.com. Either way works, and both the phone number and link are in this episode's description. Also, if you leave a question, you're entered into special raffles to win books. So if you have any diet, fitness, nutrition, stress management related question, you name it, again, just call 61-I-LOVE-OHD or visit oldpodcast.com, and you'll see a red bar there that says Ask a Health Question. Just click that button. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll be back tomorrow with a post from Good Life Zen. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.